It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we're talking about housework. Not exactly a popular topic, but it's almost impossible to escape it. It feels like there's always an endless number of things that need to be done around the house. Are you caught up with your housework, Shannon?
No. I don't think I'm ever caught up on all the housework.
Me either. I'm not even sure that being all caught up even exists. It's probably like an urban myth.
I think it is. The dishes always need to be loaded and the laundry always needs to be folded. An endless cycle.
Yes, it is. And no matter how hard we work and how much we do, keeping the house in order is still really tough. And having a cleaning service that comes to your house is a big help. But parents know just how fast kids can make a clean house look like a place where a bomb just went off. It is remarkable how fast they do that.
It really is. And some moms have learned not to sweat it too much and just go with the flow. But some of us in this room have a hard time relaxing if the house looks like a tornado. Tornado rip through it. When things are a mess, I am uptight. And I think everybody wants their house to be clean, especially when people come over. And with Thanksgiving just a few weeks away, it's a good time to start getting ready for guests.
That's right. So this week we're going to talk about how to prep the house for the upcoming holidays, and even more importantly, how to get your kids and your husband to help with the work. More on that tomorrow. And in the meantime, find new articles every day on our website, nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.